Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:48, 12 till 9. Due to my poor management skills, we're not going to have as much time with Clancy as I hoped we did. Clancy DuBose, WWL Louisiana political analyst, although I guess that's until midnight tonight. How you doing, Clancy?
I'm fine, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me.
I'm sorry I didn't give you more advance notice about this. I was letting WWL announce it. But you are the last interview I'm doing as a political commentator.
No kidding. I'm honored that you would do that. Because, man, let me tell you something. When I first got this job after coming from the music side, you terrified me. I was terrified of you, Clancy. I really was.
I'm not a scary person.
No, you're not. But you got the creds and you got all of that, and you did. You terrified me for a long time.
Well, you've always been so kind to me, and I really appreciate that, my friend.
Well, let's talk about. You know what? We're going to talk about this later another time. I want to talk about you. Did you have any idea when you were a kid that this is where it was going to wind up, or what did you want to be when you were a kid?
No way. But, you know, it's interesting how life comes a full circle. When I graduated from Holy Cross, a neighbor got me an interview with Phil Johnson because he knew I was interested in journalism. I was very interested in journalism. Worked on Holy Cross's newspaper, which was a very fine paper for a high school paper. And so I went down to see Mr. Johnson, and I thought I'd be in and out of there in 5 minutes. The first thing Phil said to me when I sat in his office, and I was shaking like a leaf, he said, "So what do you want to do? You know, what's your ambition?" And with all the chutzpah that a 17-year-old would probably have, I said, "Well, I'm going to do what you do. I want to be on Channel 4 and give my opinion every day." And he smiled, and then he spent an hour and a half telling me his life story and, you know, how, you know, life took him on a long, winding road, as it were. And who knew that, you know, almost 40 years later, almost to the day, I would be doing commentaries.
That is awesome. That is a tremendous story. I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, and it's what makes it extra special is when I first went to Channel 4, I was not doing commentaries. I was simply their political analyst. So election night, you know, calling the elections, and then as they've done since I went, this was in 2007, you know, they would call me when something big happened, like you do, and say, "Let's talk about this," and I'd give a little interview and analysis. And then in 2010, the news director at the time, Chris Slaughter, and I were talking. It was time for my contract to come up again, and I said, "You know, I'd like to do a little more. I'd like to take on more responsibility somewhere. What if I did the editorials like Phil did, and I told him the story?" And Chris loved the idea, but he says, "We're not going to do editorials." He says, "It's going to be you." I said, "You don't want to call it a WWL editorial?" He said, "No, we're going to call it Clancy's commentary because it's going to be you." I said, "Really?" And he gave me the most beautiful thing. He said, "Look, you're not bashful." He said, "Swing for the fences." And I remember that, swing for the fences. Now, what he meant was, you know, don't hold back. But also he knew that, you know, as a newspaper owner at the time, my wife and I owned Gambit, that I also had a sense of a hope. You know, I like to think that I had a sense of where the line is. You know,
boundaries.
You can only go so far.
Right.
You know, there were boundaries, but he knew that I knew what the boundaries were. And as an owner of a media outlet, I knew that there were responsibilities, and that, you know, I wasn't going to put the station in jeopardy by saying something outrageous. So he said, just swing for the fences and go for it. And they've never told me not to talk about something or not to say something. But I always sent in my scripts ahead of time, and every once in a while the news director or the producer would say, do you want to say it like this? What about like that? You know,
it's an editing process, right?
Exactly. And as an editor myself, I love good editing, and they were all excellent editors. So, yeah, and then I began my career a year later after meeting Phil, after my freshman year at college at LSUNO at the time, and it's going to be LSUNO again. Mm-hmm. See how things come full circle in life. I began my career as a summer intern at the Times-Picayune, and 6 weeks into my internship, I covered the upstairs lounge fire, which is one of the biggest stories of the last 50 years in New Orleans. And it changed my life in many ways. It really did. And, you know, a few months later, well, at the end of the summer, I was supposed to just go back to school and not be an intern anymore. And I loved it so much that they told me, just stay on, just keep coming in. And as long as you get paid, don't make any noise. So that's how I got hired.
Have you?
And then I ended my career at the Times-Picayune. And when John George's bought Gambit, I was back in the fold of the Picayune, the Advocate, and Gambit, and I ended my career, again, full circle.
It always comes full circle. That's strange, indeed.
I feel so blessed, and I'm so grateful that I've had this kind of life, but it's not like I planned it. It's just, I tell people all the time, I feel like I was Forrest Gump of journalism, just kind of skipping through, dum-da-dum-dum. You know?
Right, Clancy, right. Right? That's what they're saying?
That's true. I never thought of it that way.
Right, Clancy, right. So are you going to still be involved at all, or just you're done? You're just stepping away?
No, I'm stepped away from journalism completely. In fact, I'm going to do a radio interview on Monday with Newell, but it's going to be like this. It's going to be a reflective, kind of looking back at my career. Talking to Newell about things that I've learned, but you told me you wanted to talk about, you know, LaToya Cantrell's legacy. So
we did, but time, I just changed
do,
it.
We can still do that.
Well, we only have a minute left. That. You can come back, and maybe if you can extend the rules one more time, maybe we'll talk about LaToya Cantrell's legacy.
For you, Tommy, I will.
Let me tell you real quick. You know, do you remember Bob Ruby?
Oh, sure.
Bob Ruby was driving a Cadillac the size of an Endymion float. And I was changing a headlight in his car at Firestone in high school. I was working at Firestone in high school. And I talked to him about getting a radio, et cetera, et cetera. And he said what I would tell anybody today, which is don't do it. And I ignored him. And you talk about full circle. My story is somewhat like yours in that now I'm sitting in the same chair, literally it is the same chair because you've seen the studios. We've not updated anything, but literally the same job that he had. And I can fully appreciate what you mean about coming full circle.
Yeah.
Do.
Yeah. I mean, he practically invented talk radio.
He did.
I mean,
that's exactly right. He was a legend and he was the best at it. Clancy, my friend, thank you. Happy New Year. I appreciate your efforts throughout the year and everything
else.
Thank
you and all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. Take it easy. We'll take a break for traffic or not. No traffic, just taking a break here on WWL.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.